My name is Tomas Imo. I work in the organic sector. We have a great group of panelists here tonight. Dr. Ann Clark.
So the question is, can organics save the farm economy? And I guess if anything can, organics can. But I think before you really get real excited about saving the farm economy, you need to think what's wrong with the farm economy. Why are we in the mess that we're in now? What caused the crisis? And it isn't using chemicals. There are a lot of things that I worry about. Organic farmers are going to follow the same path, get in the same rut that conventional farmers did, and I really feel very strongly that we need to be cognizant of what happened to these folks and offer them alternatives so they can get out of it, but certainly not follow in the same situation ourselves. So what is it that caused the problems? It's partly not using ecological principles, fair enough, but you already know that, so I don't want to go into that in too much depth. The real concern is that they're producing very specialized, bulk, undifferentiated commodities, and we don't require the true costs of production to be borne by the products that we're marketing. So what that means is long-distance transportation of food is encouraged, specifically because that food does not bear the cost of transportation, does not bear the cost of the greenhouse gases generated by the transportation. The nitrogen fertilizer we use does not bear the cost of the greenhouse gases or the energy that's used in producing it. We're not internalizing the cost of production. Historically, we didn't need to, we didn't have to, so we didn't do it, but increasingly, society is unwilling to let us do this. So increasingly, society is saying, you, producer, you, driver of car, you, whatever, it's user pay. And you have to start internalizing cost of production. And the nutrient management plan, which is currently in development in Ontario right now, is the first step in that direction. So farmers are going to be required to be more responsible for the amount of manure they're applying to their land. And the reason that society is taking this step is that we haven't been responsible historically. So this is one example of obliging producers to internalize their cost of production. And I think the more that happens, the more organic will be favored. The more people who are already mastering the skills to internalize production will be favored. So, in general then, we have to reconfigure the way agriculture works today in order to save the farm economy. Organics is just part of it. We have to structure the situation to favor local production, local consumption, minimize long-distance transport, and minimize bulk undifferentiated commodities being produced, because all those things favor power concentration, they favor hierarchies, they favor consolidation, and all of this is to the disadvantage of the individual producer. And I would suggest that something as simple as internalizing cost of production could do an amazing benefit to re-leveling the playing field so that the very big players, the very large concentrations of power, are no longer at an advantage. So I would say, in closing then, to my brief comments, certainly, organics has the potential to do this, but we have to actually employ the principles of ecological agriculture. We can't specialize. This denies us the tools that we need in order to farm ecologically. We can't be producing for the raw bulk commodity market predominantly, because that's going to let people take control, just like they did in the conventional industry. So, pay attention to what happened to your neighbors and don't follow on the same path, and then I think there's a chance.